In the course of this well-orchestrated convention, there was one possibility of controversy last night. Anti-abortion delegates from several states considered walking out during the keynote address given by New York Representative Susan Molinari because of her position on abortion rights. We watched the speech from the floor in the midst of the Pennsylvania delegation. Molinari gave the speech. Everybody stayed. Everybody cheered.
What'd you think?
Well, it's, right on par with what the message was for reaching out and the broken promises of the Clinton administration about the future of the children and the youngsters. And I have a 9-month-old at home, so I can empathize with what Congresswoman Molinari is talking about. And there definitely are about concerns about the future, but as long as we can pick the momentum up for her speech, things look good for us in November.
That was Kenneth Woodring. He lives in Philadelphia. Francis DeWitt is the Wyoming County Chairman in northeastern Pennsylvania.
I thought it was great. I think that we're really going to take them this time. We need a change badly. We're going down the hill, and we've got to get back up there, and we're going to do it. And I'm enthused. I really am.
So was Susan Molinari a good choice?
I think so. I really do. We've got to have a healing. They'll never come together anyway, so we've got to have a healing.
A Pennsylvania delegate strongly opposed to abortion is Marilyn Gillespie. She is a lifelong Republican. She owns a wholesale baking business in York, Pennsylvania.
Ms. Gillespie, your view of Susan Molinari is that you're opposed to a lot of the things she believes in, isn't that right?
Well, anything to do with abortion, yes.
And how did you feel when she was chosen to be the keynote speaker?
Well, that didn't matter to me so much, but what matters to me more is that Pat Buchanan was excluded. You know, I think if we're going to be a party of inclusion, we should be a party of inclusion and not say we are when we aren't, you know. So I have no objection to anybody that speaks as long as everyone who's been really important to the party is also allowed to speak, you know. Don't exclude.
On the opposite side of the abortion debate, Sally Klein, who is a Dauphin County commissioner, she is also pleased with what's happening at the convention.
To see a Republican convention addressed by so many individuals that were for choice of a woman, choice for a woman, I thought was phenomenal. And I think it's very indicative of the mood of this party. I think instead of out there running around and shouting and jumping up and down, what has occurred during this convention is that we've all been able to work things out together. And I think that's why you haven't seen people storm out of here. I am so pleasantly surprised that each night when I leave here, I feel so good about the convention. And I'm happy about that because we need to be united. Because if we're not united, we're going to lose. No question.
Sally Klein and other members of the Pennsylvania delegation will continue to follow them throughout the convention here in San Diego.